Hello and welcome to Riverside City Podcast Season 2 Side Campaign. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and this is the intro for one of our players. You're going to recognize his voice if you listen to Season 1. Mike?
Hey, everybody. Been a while, hasn't it?
All right. So, he's going to go through a little bit about his character. It won't be very long. These episodes will be pretty short, and there'll be four of them this time. We're not spoiling who. There's at least one other person you don't know. Mike, why don't you give us a little bit about your character?
So, in this side campaign, I'll be playing a character by the name of Admiral Rabies. It is an idea I've had for well over a year and a half now.
We tried to make it work. It just didn't. But here, I think it will.
Yeah, it'll definitely work a little better with this group.
Oh, I should give a little bit of background just for this one, because it'll be a little bit longer than the others.
Yep.
This is, rather than a traditional superhero campaign, this is a hood campaign. These are people who are not quite capes for whatever reason or another. They're all working towards the good, but they may not follow as many rules along the way. And I think I'll leave it at that.
Going into the build for the Admiral here, he is a Circle of Spores druid with the Natural Arsenal and Poison power sets, because I thought it would be hilarious. He is a 5-year-old raccoon. He got his powers on the Surge Day, same as every normal person did, only he just kind of awakened, found himself eating a sea urchin. So, poison, spikes, it made sense.
Yeah, totally. So, that is the basis of his character, and we won't go through level stuff because we don't need to do that for this, but what made him want to be a hood? He probably couldn't be a cape, or if he tried and they wouldn't let him in, or...
Basically, they never took him seriously. When he tried to be a cape, they never took him very seriously, so he just said, screw it, I'll do my own thing. He also doesn't like the concept of being constrained to, he likes his personal freedoms more than just about, you know, anything else.
And there's any characters you inspired this idea?
I mean, yeah, I'm wearing a One Piece shirt, so, you know, that kind of...
Monkey D. Luffy. Anyway, anything else you want to get out about Admiral Rabies? Anything special about him that might make him noteworthy? Or is it just that he's a...
Oh, yes. He has several... How do I want to phrase this? He has a symbiotic relationship with several colonies of small insects that live in his fur. He has fleas. They don't bother him so much, but he can utilize them for attacks.
Yeah. Anything else we want to go through? I think that pretty much hits it.
Covers all the major points.
All right. Well, stay tuned for the next episode. Catch you guys later.